Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa kabila ng pangamba ng maraming manggagawa sa mundo, kabilang na sa Australia at Pilipinas na baka kunin ng artificial intelligence ang kanilang mga trabaho, isang Filipina-Australian tech leader ang nagbahagi ng mahalagang payo kung paano makakasabay at hindi mapag-iwanan sa gitna ng mabilis na pag-usbong ng teknolohiyang ito. Yan ang ating pag-uusapan sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Lumabas sa ilang pag-aaral gaya ng investment bank na Barron Joey na halos lahat ng trabaho sa Australia ay mababago dahil sa teknolohiya ng artificial intelligence o AI at ilan pang maaaring maging obsolete. Pero iginiit ni Pauline Pangan, isang CEO at founder ng Senai Digital, na isang kumpanyang itinatag sa Pilipinas bago lumawak sa Singapore at Australia, na bagaman marami ang nakakaramdam ng takot na mapalitan ng makina, ang katotohanan anya mas nakatuon ang AI sa pag-automate ng mga paulit-ulit na gawain kaysa sa tuluyang pagtanggal sa papel ng tao.
Being at the forefront of this technology, I see the potential of how much it can accelerate businesses, how much it can really leapfrog a small business to compete with a larger business. Because it's no longer about manpower. It's about the automating power of what AI can do. It's not just for companies, but also for individuals. So employees who would lean in and really study and use it in their daily lives will be ahead, right? So ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, whatever platforms anyone is using, that's LLM. That is like the entry level, right? And then there's agentic, and then there's multi-agents. This is really where a lot of the Salesforce.com, Microsoft are playing. But there's a tech race that is going on where, you know, the oligarchs are really racing to achieve, which is the super general intelligence. So AGI and then super general intelligence. Right now, it hasn't been unlocked, but that's where they're spending their billions of dollars in unlocking that power. Now, a lot of the tasks that can be automated are getting shifted from humans to the machines, right? And it's great because the idea is that all of these automation work can be done by machines. So humans like us can focus on creative work. Work that really challenges us, that gives us that human capacity to express ourselves, which will be a lot more fulfilling than doing a manual repetitive work.
Sa naging ulat ng Jobs and Skills Australia, may ilang trabaho na malaki ang panganib na mawala dahil sa AI gaya ng general clerks, receptionist, accounting clerks at bookkeepers, sales, marketing and public relations professionals, gayon din ang business and systems analyst at programmers. Kaya naman binigyan din ni Pauline Pangan na dapat tingnan din ito sa perspektibo ng ekonomiya, lalo't may mga mawawalan ng trabaho.
So those who are transitioning, upskilling, reskilling, they won't run out of jobs. They will always have a position, right? But when this AGI comes into play, right? Even in the agentic world. So in any technology breakthrough, there's always an opportunity, but there's also like perils, right? So even as simple as a knife, if you use it to stab people, that's hurting people. But if you use it to make a beautiful meal for people, you know, it's a utility, right? From an economic perspective, it could create a lot of prosperity. But there's a lot of people who could be left behind. And this is my call. This is what I always want people to know. If you're a mother, if you're a father, if you're a teacher, if you're a student, if you're a business leader, if you're a politician, we need to think about what will be the impact to the economy so that no one gets left behind.
Naniniwala si Pauline na ang susi ay hindi ang pag-iwas sa AI, kundi ang pakikipag-ugnayan dito. Self-education anya ay napakalaking bahagi ng tagumpay sa kasalukuyang panahon. Dagdag niyang hindi na kailangan magbayad ng malaki para matuto dahil napakaraming libreng materyales at kurso anya na available online. Mahalagaan niya rin lumahok sa mga komunidad na bukas sa pag-aaral tungkol sa AI para laging updated sa mga bagong kaalaman.
Self-education is is big for me. Like, that's how, I think I mentioned to you, I had to learn on the job, right? We are extremely privileged and lucky that there isn't a shortage in information. There isn't a shortage in materials that you can learn from. Free courses from Coursera. I have so many, like, you know, certificates from that. And they're really high quality. Harvard, Google, they're all giving free courses. I would start there, right? Constantly learning. You're not going to get left behind if you're constantly learning. And then expose yourself in communities, like those that are open to learning about AI.
Pinapayuhan ni Pauline ng mga profesional na huwag umasa sa sariling kakayahan lamang kung maaari namang gamitin ang AI para tulungan kang mag-isip ng mas malawak. Ang paggamit ng mga AI tools ay itinuturing niyang isang mahalagang puhunan para sa bawat empleyado.
Learn as much as you can on your own. Like, ask ChatGPT every day. Like, I think it's like $20 a month. I think that's a worthwhile investment. Cut out other things, you know. Pay the $20 per month. I say to my friends, even one of my very successful best friend, like, do not rely on your own brain. You have the power at your fingertips, the ability to think the way Warren Buffett thinks, the way Sundar Pichai thinks, the top business owners, the top minds in the world, in any scenario. Ask it what it can teach you and learn how to interact with it, right? So that's the first, very, very basic.
Hindi lamang sa mga individual ang responsibilidad. Hinimok din ni Pauline ang mga empleyado na tanungin ang kanilang mga kumpanya tungkol sa mga training programs upang maging AI-proof. Kung ang isang kumpanya ay walang plano na gamitin ng AI o sanayan ang kanilang staff, baka hindi na ito anya magiging competitive sa hinaharap.
Ask your company. If I'm an employee right now, I will ask my company, what are the training skills for employees to be AI-proof, like you said, to be able to really compete in an agentic enterprise? If a company doesn't have any plans to utilize AI, first and foremost, or to train their staff, I have to be bold and say, I wouldn't bet my life on staying in that company. They might not last very long. They won't be competitive. And they're not investing in my upskilling.
Sa halip na matakot, sinabi ni Pauline na dapat tingnan ng AI bilang pagkakataon upang alisin ang mga manual na proseso at magkaroon ng mas maraming oportunidad para sa pag-unlad. Sa hulian niya, ang inisyatiba at kagustuhang matuto ang magsisilbing puhunan ng bawat manggagawa.
Enroll yourself in courses, like free courses on all those Coursera, like I mentioned earlier. Ask your company, what training can I do about AI? Can I create a plan for us to be an agentic enterprise? How can we leverage it to remove some of our manual processes? If you're a mother, if you're a student, these are the things that I would do first. And because from there, you know, it will open up opportunities for you when you start thinking about it. It becomes front of mind for you when you speak it, when you open. Remember I said to you, I built my company just calling people, right? It's the initiative. It's your own, like, will to be able to learn. And the world will open up to you. When the student is ready, the master appears.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo sa tulong ng panayam mula kay Nikki Gregorio. Ako si TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa, at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa, at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.